Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo! Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We will do it live, Bill.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you. I mean, it's Legends. It's Legends Week. We had Andy Furman, the legend, yesterday.
Wow.
And we have a television legend and great radio broadcaster as well, none other than Fred Rogan from KNBC Los Angeles, the Dean of LA Sports, my friend. Welcome to the Odd Couple, Mr. Rogan.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here, Rob. You know, I love working with you. I'm a little taken aback, though, by your introduction.
Why?
When you come out and you've got this big, it's Legends Week, and you talk about Andy Furman, then you say, I'm here. So what you're basically saying is, we're bringing in the old people on this week.
No.
And I don't like that, Rob.
Not at all, Fred. You're the youngest acting
you better watch
legend
yourself.
That I know. I
you
mean,
watch
come on,
yourself.
Fred. Are you kidding me? You are the best, and we will have a great show. Fred, of course, has been at KNBC Los Angeles. I always get the years mixed up, but it's 42 years at KNBC, the NBC station in Los Angeles. He has a local radio show, Rogan and Rodney, on AM 570, LA Sports.
locally in Los Angeles.
Of which you are a part of.
I'm happy to be a part of it. I have a weekly segment every Friday. I'll be on tomorrow, matter of fact, for people listening in L.A. So I'm happy about that. But, Fred, what a show we got. We're going to have a couple of guests, too. Garrett Bush will be along. He is a host in Cleveland. We'll talk about, of course, Deshaun Watson. This thing has finally been resolved. He comes in about 30 minutes. Also, Pat Forday from senior writer from Sports Illustrated. He's in the 5 o'clock hour. And Teichert's Tower of Trivia, always a fun game. One of the best moments on Teichert's Tower of Trivia involved Fred Rogan. Am I right, Alex?
Morning.
Fred, you remember that? Morning.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I think that was one of the early moments where I had started to sit in with you.
Yes.
And it was morning, and your response was wood.
I'm just saying.
And I was, I mused, well, I've been on one time, and since this will be your final show, I'm glad I could be here with you.
Thank God it was not. And yes, it is a TV theme song Thursday, so we'll hear some of our favorite TV theme songs when we come back from break. So we got that. Let's first, Fred, welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him. Brandon is our producer today, filling in for Rob G. Alex, our able-bodied stud star engineer, is, of course, manning the board. And Monty Bolaños is doing the updates. She'll keep us updated throughout the program. She just fainted because that's the 18th time I said her name correctly, Fred. Monty Bolaños. Chris butchers it all the time. She's probably happy that he's on vacation.
Well, she deserves the respect she is due, Rob.
Exactly. You know, she's from Costa Rica, her family. I'm bilingual, Fred. I don't know if you knew that. You know, there were some whispers about it, but I am bilingual.
Well, wait a minute.
I think I'm moving to
Mexico.
You're
bilingual. What is your other language, Rob? What is it?
What is it called? Ebonics. That's the second
okay,
one.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah. Very
all
solid
right.
work. Oh,
here
by the way,
go.
Before we go, Rob, I just
yes.
want to say, after you come out with an Ebonics line right off the top of the show, for everybody listening nationally now on the iHeartRadio app or on your radios around the country to FSR, Rob works on his comedy material every Friday with Rodney Peter and myself on our show here in L.A., and he comes on, and he has all the material, and we tell him what he should do,
yes.
what he shouldn't do. So I will say nationally now, the next time you perform, do not go with the Ebonics line. I would just leave that out.
I'm going to definitely leave that out, but you got to give me credit. Now, Fred had to work. Fred's one of my biggest supporters. He couldn't make it when I debuted at the Comedy Store in L.A., but Rodney Pete was there, Kevin Figures, of course, your producer of the show, and they gave you the report, and they told you I did well, Fred.
No, they thought you killed it. You did really well.
So,
I mean, aside from the person you actually killed, that was a problem
yeah,
where they just fell over.
That's another issue, right? Exactly.
But yeah, no, you did really, really well, and I know you've got another one coming up, and we're really excited about it.
Yes, we're going to do that. But all right, here we go, Fred. It's a done deal now. Deshaun Watson and the NFL have settled the personal conduct case with the NFL, and what it was basically, they had an arbitrator. She gave him 6 games, and she used the terms egregious and that he was a predator and that he was never interested really in massages, that he had ulterior motives. So he got 6 games.
He was a sore guy, Rob. He just needed a lot of rubs.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
And the NFL wasn't having it. They thought that the punishment didn't fit the crime, so to speak. And so they said they would appeal it. And Goodell got to either hear it himself, Fred, or put in another guy that he would pick, which you knew would have an NFL slant if Goodell's picking him. But anyway, so then the Players Association, on behalf of Deshaun Watson, approached the league, I guess, and they decided they wanted to settle this thing and get it all over with. And so Deshaun Watson, 11 games now instead of 6. The NFL originally offered him a 12-game suspension, which he turned down. You got to remember, Deshaun Watson said he was innocent and didn't think he should be suspended at all, Fred. And I'll say this. I think the NFL kind of bent on this because they wanted an indefinite suspension. They offered him 12 originally, and they're taking 11, which is fine, as we go forward. But I think I would have a problem if I'm the league to have Deshaun Watson still say he's innocent and he hasn't done anything and, you know, to kind of play like they've railroaded him or bamboozled him into this and it's not fair. At some point, Fred, everybody deserves a second chance, but you have to acknowledge that you did something wrong. Whether you thought so or not is not the way it goes, Fred. It's the other people who were affected. Am I correct?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. He's also being ordered to have mandatory counseling. And Dee Haslam, the co-owner of the Browns, said something, and it's true. We respect his opinion, saying he didn't do anything wrong. I do think in counseling, Deshaun will learn a lot more about himself. Counseling takes time. You just don't go to a counseling session, wake up, and understand the impact it has. I think it's a layering effect. And anybody that's been to any kind of therapy understands that you've got to peel back the layers of the onion. And it takes a while to get to the root of the problem. 11 games. I'll start with that, Rob. 11 games. Is that fair? Is that enough? The league wanted more. He wanted less. Is that enough? I have to be really honest with you, and we've known each other a long time. It's hard for me to sit and speak about the number of games somebody should be suspended or how much time off a business should give somebody. And the NFL is a business because I can't truly appreciate what the women went through. I can understand it. I can process it.
Right.
I can look at it, but I don't know what that's like. I don't know how terrifying that is. I don't know what they were asked or forced to do. I don't know. And I think it's unfair for those of us that really don't know to sit and try to say, well, 11 games is a no, they need 12. Maybe it should be more. I mean, if you look at the players that have been suspended.
Fred, let me just say this real quick.
All right, go ahead.
If you were in other than being the star quarterback for a team of a franchise, if you were Joe Blow working at most jobs and this went on, you would be out of work. Let's just be honest.
You'd be fired.
Would be fired. Okay, so let's not act like Deshaun Watson, was being raked over the coals. Most people would have lost their gigs because they represent a company or an organization, correct?
Yeah, and that's my point. I'm saying that maybe 11 games, not enough. Maybe it should be more. Maybe it should be a lifetime ban. I don't know. I know he did something that was pretty damaging. That I do know. We've all read it. We all understand it. But to put the number of games, because, Rob, you're accurate. If you are doing anything else in this country, working anywhere, and you have 25, 26 women come and charge you with assault in a massage parlor, they all can't be wrong. They all cannot be wrong.
It's too many, right? We could believe two or three or four can make up a story, Fred, right? We could believe that. We can't sit here and think that 26 women who all can show you the DMs and all, that they had contact with them. These are not people off the street just throwing their name in because they want to get paid.
Since Roger Goodell has been commissioner, four players have been suspended for more than 1 year. That includes Michael Vick and Alden Smith. Seven players have been suspended for one season. That includes Pac-Man Jones and Josh Gordon. Two players for 12 weeks, 12 games, and that was Ray Rice, one of them. One player, 10 games. Four players, 8 games. Five players, 6 games. Two players for 5 games. Four players for 4 games. One player for 3 games. So four players have been suspended more than one season. Seven players have been suspended one season. But again, now this has been collectively bargained, and you have other people hearing the case. For him to come out and say, hey, if I could tell the truth, and I've been trying, but nobody's listening to me. If I could talk and tell the truth, and you'd listen to me, you'd find out that I'm innocent. Okay, those are words from someone that doesn't get it.
That's 100%.
They're a bit delusional. They're a bit delusional.
Can you imagine what he's been through, Fred? His career derailed, right? He hasn't played in what'll be almost 2 seasons.
Right.
And he still thinks like what he was doing, there was nothing wrong. Did he read the words used even by the arbitrator? Egregious?
Predatory?
Predator? That massages were not what he was going after? I mean, is he that close to it that he really honestly believes that one morning people woke up and said, let's get Deshaun Watson. Let's throw a monkey wrench into his life because, you know what, he's got it too good.
Psychologically, he's in a position where he's saying, it's everybody else. You don't understand me. See, if you understood me, you would know. No, if it's everybody else, it can't be everybody else.
Right.
It's got to be you. And I would suggest to you, and this is something that happens in sports throughout the country. You know, everybody understands what he did. The penalty has been levied. He's got to go to counseling, and then he will come back. Okay. I would suggest to you the folks in Cleveland, because he now plays for the Browns.
Yep.
You know the funny thing? If he's our guy, it's not so bad. Anywhere in the country, when you have a guy do something, if he's on your team, you know, maybe it wasn't quite, he did it, but maybe it's not that bad. We always defend the guys. We become blinded by the fact that they are stars on our team.
Do you remember the cheers when Ray Rice first came back to the Ravens before people saw the video?
Yes, absolutely.
You remember that? And the thing that was interesting was Deshaun Watson in that game at Jacksonville was booed heavily by the visiting crowd. And you know that's what's going to happen probably around the country as he's a visiting player. But you're right.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Monty, thank you. Appreciate it. It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's welcome in our guest, Garrett Bush. He's the host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Locked on the Browns, and... The Barbershop on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And Garrett, what's happening? Welcome to The Odd Couple.
Oh, man, listen, it's been one heck of a day, right?
It sure has. I think the last time we had you on, I don't think you thought he would get more than 6 games. Am I wrong? Didn't you think it would be a lower number?
Well, I had him ultimately somewhere between 4 and 6. And then when they appealed it, I said, oh, yeah, he might got a little more time than this because this is starting to look kind of sketchy here.
So what's the reaction in Cleveland? You're there. I mean, we saw people boo him in Jacksonville. Is Cleveland split? Are they behind the guy? Are they what kind of reaction are we getting now?
Well, listen, I think when you look at it's split. I would split down the middle. And one of the things that, you know, happens is you got a lot of people who are not for it. They don't like the allegations. They don't like the stuff that came out. But there's a large contingency of people who, you know, when you look at him as a quarterback, they look at him as an upgrade and an opportunity to be welcomed into the league as a team that is actually a contender for once, right? So there's some people looking at it from a football perspective. Some people are looking at it from a people person's perspective. And some people are just in between in the mix. You know, I've heard so many people call me over the last 2 to 3 days and just be like, what should I do? My daughter wants a Deshaun Watson jersey. And I'm like, you can – that's a conversation piece if you do get a jersey, right? So there's a lot of people that are up in the air. But I do think if you ask most people, I would say 75% of the individuals who would say that they would still make the trade for Deshaun Watson given he had 11 games.
Right, because Garrett, in today's world, if he's our guy, it's not quite as bad as if he's somebody else's guy. And winning trumps all. You know, the Browns have been getting a lot of heat from around the country and from around the league. Does the franchise, does the organization care?
Well, I think the organization does care to a certain extent, but I think in general the NFL is an organization that it's about winning. You know, you've had players who be in trouble, you've had owners who are in trouble, and one thing that you know a lot of people realize is that we're not naive enough to think that, you know, if Deshaun Watson was another guy that wasn't as good as he is, that didn't have the talent that he did, that he would not have different consequences. But that's just the way it's set up. When you look at it from perspective, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, owners get in trouble, but they have the benefit of the doubt because they have $1 billion and they own the team.
Yeah, so but they did make Richardson and Charlotte sell his team. I mean, so there have been consequences. People act like owners never get their teams taken away. Donald Sterling had his team taken away in the NBA. We've seen it.
There's no doubt. There's some people that get it taken away. No doubt. I also think the league kind of retroactively looked at the Miami Dolphins situation. It's like, okay, let's go ahead and get that out of the way. I think the league has also said we might want to get this CTE concussion settlement thing done with the Norman too. Here's the thing, guys. I think some people got both sides in the room and said lawyers that are smarter than me and a lot of other people that said, look, hey, guys, the NFL, we print money. The league is the most popular. It runs entertainment. Is this the hill that we want to die on? If we go ahead and suspend Deshaun Watson for the whole year, he may say, listen, I'll just take it to court. Do you really want to go to court?
And Tom Brady really went to court and it was thrown out. He would have no legal footwork because when you agree to a CBA and to go, a court won't hear it because you signed up for it.
Right.
So I don't think the NFL was scared that he was going to court. I just think they finally decided. They offered him 12 games, and if he took 11, they would be happy. That's what they offered him. I think that's what happened. Tom Brady thought he was going to the Supreme Court, too, over the four-game suspension, and they dismissed the case because they're not going to hear cases.
I will say this. They had to, if in this case, the NFL had to hammer. I mean, if you look at on the outside looking in, Deshaun Watson in that case didn't have much to stand on. So if the NFL really wanted him to get that year, it came back to Roger Goodell. It was in his hands. He could have said, listen, I'm not handing it off to Mr. Harvey. I'm going to deal with it myself, and I'm going to give you the year. I don't know why he didn't do that if he really wanted the year. That's the only reason I'm saying that there might be a situation where the league just didn't want it to escalate any further.
I think they offered him 12, so they got 11. I think that's why. I mean, Deshaun rejected 12 games before they went to the arbitrator. So the NFL, to me, got exactly what they're looking for. Last thing, Fred, I hate to interrupt you, but let's do this. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, from The Plain Dealer, she reported that if Sean got more than six, that the franchise would go after Jimmy G. Is that still on the table? What have you heard?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people that are saying, yeah, you should. If you look at the case, the Browns, the first four, five, six games of the year, they have a favorable schedule. But Jacoby Brissett is a backup. So how long can you ride with a backup? The next six games are brutal. You got Baltimore. You got Cincinnati. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got the Bengals in there. So it's going to be a chance and a choice you're up to say, listen, do we want to go with Jacoby Brissett or do we want to give a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo a shot to come in here and do something to salvage your season? Because to be truthful, the Browns have already invested through first round picks in Deshaun Watson. They're over the hill in cap. So they have to go all in. So if Jimmy G is a better chance of getting to the playoffs or at least salvaging part of the season, I think the Cleveland Browns would be fools to not look at it, and I think they will look at it.
Hey, Garrett Bush, the host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Locked on the Browns, and the Barbershop on 93.2 The Fan. We appreciate you, my man. Thanks for the knowledge. And I'm going to say it right here, right now, the Browns will not, N-O-T, make the playoffs. I'm on the record.
All right, when they make the playoffs, you call me back up.
No doubt about it. We'll bet wings on it, okay? We'll bet wings with a large Diet Coke. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Garrett.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem.
That's
we
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, big story today, and it had been speculated on, and it's now confirmed. I think it's really one of the big sports stories of the day. And from a television rights perspective, one of the biggest stories in years. The Big Ten has now secured an $8 billion television package, an $8 billion television package spread across three networks. Let's bring on Pat Forty, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Pat, we appreciate you jumping on.
Hey, happy to be on with you guys. It's a good day to be in the Big Ten for sure.
I'll tell you that.
I'm glad it's amateur sports. You know what I'm saying? My goodness. Come on, Pat.
Yeah, think about how much, you know, screaming and crying we've heard about the players getting a little bit of NIL money. And now we got an $8 billion deal for one league.
I got to tell you, I think Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, did a magnificent job here, and he approached this like an NFL negotiation. I mean, he had worked for the Lions and the Vikings.
And the I know Kevin from his Lions day, yep.
Okay, so you know Kevin. And what he did is he created a scenario where he wanted to put Big Ten games in windows and spread it across multiple platforms. And, Pat, that has not been done before in college football. I think it was brilliant.
Yeah, no, it was a great job by Kevin Warren. You know, I mean, he played this extremely well. They've got three major, huge networks involved. They can own Saturday. Now, they may not have three absolute blockbuster games, but there will be no time during the day when you turn on college football that you are not capable of watching the Big Ten. You're going to have your A-list game at noon, and then you're going to have a very good game at 3:30 and another game in prime time. They are going to crush Saturday starting 2023, but really in 2024.
If you're a player in major college football, I mean, I would have a little bit of an issue with the kind of money we're talking about. We've always talked about March Madness and their $6 billion deal, and this is just the Big Ten. You know, this is not all of college. The March Madness is all of college basketball. This is just one conference, and players moving forward, I know they're getting the NIL money, but is there a way that they can maybe get something from this as well, or will we see that, Pat?
Well, I would hope so, you know, that this will trickle down, but we know that's been hard to do. You know, there's been great strides made in the last year plus to have any kind of NIL situations, but what have we also had? We've had everybody say, you know, throwing up their hands, the leaders in college sports, we need guardrails. We need to control this. This is out of control. Well, what's $8 billion? That's out of control. I mean, if you're going to begrudge players getting $500,000 or whatever and then turn around and sign a deal like this, come on. There's a disconnect there that's pretty profound.
Yeah, but Pat, I'll make the argument from the school side. You see, we got more money. We can improve facilities. We can give more kids a chance to compete in different sports. We're really looking out for you guys here.
Yeah,
you
know, right. Yeah. Okay.
We're looking out for you. You should be thanking us. You shouldn't be saying you want some of it.
Hey, I can understand part of that. Now, we build better facilities. They've already got, everybody already has every good facility. Like, there's nothing left to build. The money is going to go to coaches' salaries, staff sizes, and things like that. Hopefully some of it trickles down and helps pay for the Olympic sports, but there I think you're going to see greater unwillingness for football to share the money with anybody else. They just want to keep the money concentrated there, and they want to keep building the empire. So, you know, that's the way we're going.
Pat, this is the issue I have. You can make this work by having schools in Southern California playing the Big Ten if you're talking about football games on Saturday, okay? We got that. But when you're talking about other sports and a Tuesday night volleyball game between USC and Penn State, and then they have a game the next day, you know, or 2 days from now in Minnesota, I mean, how does this work if you're a student and you're a volleyball player playing games all over the country during school?
It does not work well. A couple of things are going to have to happen for this to not just be a complete academic travesty and a physical and mental health travesty of just exhaustion and for the California teams. And those two things are, A, you're going to have to private charter for things like volleyball and tennis and stuff that you never have done before. And then secondly, you're just going to have to be more creative with schedules. And maybe you bring USC and UCLA and Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota all to Denver to play round robin tennis or something. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you're just going to have to get creative to lessen that travel burden because there's just no way around it. Like unless we have a time machine that turns travel into nothing, the old Star Trek transporter beam, it's going to be hard. So they're going to have to work on ways around it, or else those athletes are going to suffer.
I got to tell you, as I look at the landscape now of college football, you have ESPN with the ACC and the SEC, and now you have three networks and some streaming platforms with Big Ten football. If I were to buy any of those packages, if I was the guy spending the money for the rights fees, I'd be the guy buying the Big Ten package. I think it'll do a better number almost every week, just given the markets they're in, Pat.
Yeah, they're in great markets. I mean, that's the thing. They while the SEC plays better football, more people are lined up to watch Big Ten football.
Right.
Ohio State has the biggest fan base in the country, basically. Michigan has an immense fan base. Penn State, Michigan State, Wisconsin. And then you're going to add USC and UCLA. You're going to have the TV markets. Going to have Chicago. You're going to have LA. To a degree, you'll have New York. That's overblown, obviously, because Rutgers doesn't really care in New York. But
no,
there's a lot of Big Ten alums that live in New York, the New York area. So eyeballs will be on the Big Ten schools. There's no doubt about that. They'll do ratings, and they will earn this money that they're getting from those networks. But this was a very savvy overall like vision from Kevin Warren and from the Big Ten and with the help of Fox to make all this work.
So what's the next big deal? And, you know, okay, $8 billion for them. Is it $10 billion for the SEC? Or when it's their turn, like, what's the next thing? And how many super conferences will we have? Will it just be three, two? Where's college football heading? One last thing for us, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC will renegotiate here with Texas and Oklahoma factored in, and their number will go way up. We'll see if it gets to be as big as the Big Ten. Might be bigger. Don't know. But, I mean, they're sitting on a gold mine. But as I was told yesterday when I was pulling this story together, and this was a Big Ten person, said, we are not done expanding. So look for more expansion. And to your point, Rob, yeah, I mean, two conferences, and we'll see what the rest of them look like. There's a chance that if the Big Ten goes after more Pac-12 schools, that the Pac-12 just gets weakened to the point that it goes away. And some of the, like the Southern schools end up with the Big 12. You could have four, but two of them far ahead of everybody else. This is a Big Ten SEC arms race right now.
Follow him on Twitter at ByPat40. Pat, senior writer at Sports Illustrated, thanks for coming
out.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for your knowledge, Pat. Appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.